this is the thing. We each have medicine and it doesn't have to look the same for everyone. Like I said, you can, your medicine could be in the corporate space or in the mainstream, but your medicine is your unique gifts. Hi, I'm Celano Estrella, author and channel of the Rainbow Tablets books, and welcome to the Live Your Highest Expression podcast, a place to expand your mind and heart so you can live your most authentic, abundant, and magical life. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and let's get started. People often say to me that the biggest thing they're wanting to work on is unlocking their gifts, you know, getting to know what is their purpose, what are they here for, what is their highest expression. And I think this is such a beautiful thing because it just comes from this knowing within our soul that there's something for us to express and share here. But I think what can sometimes happen is people get caught up or they get tripped up on maybe thinking that their gifts have to look a certain way. So, for example, sometimes people who work in the corporate space or in mainstream spaces think, well, maybe I have to leave this space to be able to be in my higher service. And that is absolutely not the case. Yes, there are people who are stepping outside of that and their higher service is in some sort of an alternative offering or healing capacity. But there are so many people who are going to literally change the world from within the mainstream systems and structures. If you think about that, if we get very awakened people in these core power streams that give society its structure, such as finances, medical, education, even sort of real estate or development or environmental, if we get people who are really awakened in those areas, this is what's really, really going to change society. We won't necessarily get society to change by everyone just going and moving out to a farm and being self-sustained. And that's great. That's great. That is some people's paths and that is wonderful. But it's definitely not most people's paths because we want to change society as a whole. We don't want to kind of just like withdraw from it. We want to really shift it and change the structure of it. And that has to happen from the inside. And this is the reason why we came into embodiment on Earth. We are the ascended masters. So many of us, if not the majority of us on Earth, are very ascended beings. We chose to come down here at this time and to incarnate, which meant that we had to forget it all. It meant that we had to come into the limiting programs and the disempowerment programs so that we could awaken, remember, restore the cosmic wisdom, and then create the change from within the systems. We were actually going to burst them apart and break them and create the new way. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that trips people up a lot is feeling like they need to know what that highest expression looks like before they can start stepping into it. And then because they don't get the clarity of it and they don't know what it is, they get frustrated and they get kind of into this feeling despondent and feeling trapped and feeling stuck and just not knowing what to do. So my answer to that is focus on yourself, focus on your growth, your personal growth, because that is where it comes. That's where it comes. It comes when we stop looking for the destination and we stop looking for the answers. And instead, we live into those answers. It becomes an unfolding because we can't actually get those answers until we get to a certain level of remembering and wholeness and healed state within ourselves. So we're trying to find an answer that isn't within our accessibility at that time. And we're projecting out and we're trying to look for the destination, but it doesn't come like that. It comes from doing the work and finding the joy, like starting to live in presence, starting to live in intention and consciousness. When you shift it from this pressure and this heaviness of I've got to discover what this is and I've got to start figuring this out, and you come into I'm going to live as the highest version of myself. I'm going to approach the multidimensional and the cosmic with childlike curiosity and really explore this with joy, everything shifts, everything starts to open up, and it creates that space and that frequency for the answers to actually arise. So we live into those answers. And then the third thing that I would say is we often don't realize that we are the medicine. And I'll explain what I mean by that. There was a time many years ago now where I was sitting with the beautiful plant medicine Wachuma, which is San Pedro. It's a very sacred cactus. It's a consciousness known as the grandfather. He's a very loving heart medicine. And at the end of the journey, he said to me, "You don't need more medicine. You are the medicine." And this was very difficult for me to hear because I'm naturally a very humble person. I think this is quite a character trait of Australians. We are quite humble people. We're very down to earth. And so to be told that was very difficult. And I would say also a lot of clients that I speak to, they struggle to accept that they are the divine, that they are the medicine, that they are the ascended ones, that they are these incredible cosmic beings, because sometimes it does come from a lack of self-worth, but other times it can just come from thinking, but me, who I'm just little old me. I'm just, you know, I'm just the girl who grew up in the Blue Mountains and then moved into, you know, down by the water at Sydney. And I'm just a little Aussie girl. Like, what does that mean? I am the medicine. But I came to understand what it meant. And I do still work with the Wachuma medicine, but in a very different way now. I'm not working with the medicine to remember who I am and to activate my abilities. They're there. I will only work with the medicine when the medicine calls me and it has something beautiful to share with me, but it's not coming from a place of needing it now. I have embraced that I am the medicine, and it came in a really tangible lesson at that time, which again was really confronting. This happened while I was running, I think it might have been my second retreat, and we were supposed to have two plant medicine journeys. And we had the first one, and at the end of the first one, both grandfather, the medicine itself, and the mountain, we were up at Apu Al Sangate, they said to me, "You only need the one plant medicine ceremony. You need to share your medicine and share with this group for the other ceremony." And I was really worried that they would feel disappointed. I was really worried that they would think, but that's just Sia. That's not why I came here. And Asangathi said to me, "But you're wrong. They came here for what you are able to share with them. They could have gone on anybody's retreat. They chose this one." And it ended up being beyond magical. We had a ceremony that morning. As I started opening the space, the first few snowflakes started to drop, and snow and avalanches are the biggest blessings that mountain gives. So I stopped and I said, "Asangathe, are we not meant to do this outside? Are we meant to go back into sort of the kitchen tent so that we're undercover?" And he said, "No, they're going to sit in the snow like warriors." So I told everyone, I said, look, the mountain says we're going to sit here like warriors. I had to take my shoes off and my gloves off. So I was barefoot and I was bare hands, and it was cold. It was not warm. But they all sat there and we went into this whole other dimensional space, and I was guided to give each of them a personal activation. And it was so incredible and profound for each of them. I remember one of the men in the group, it was the first time he'd done anything of this kind of nature, and he was open, but also at the same time a little bit of a skeptic, but he was open. And when it got to him, he actually kind of like fell back, and I saw, and so I grabbed him so that I could lower him to the ground. But he said to me, at the moment that I gave him the activation, these angels appeared before him. And the reason he went back was because he was just kind of like, whoa, you know, with the force and the energy of it. And that was the first time, that was really genuinely the very first time that I shared at the levels that I was stepping into. And this is the thing, we each have medicine, and it doesn't have to look the same for everyone. Like I said, your medicine could be in the corporate space or in the mainstream, but your medicine is your unique gift. So it is the combination of your star codes. It is the combination of your life experience in this lifetime, and it comes through your authentic expression, and it comes through your embodiment. So the reason this was able to come through for me in that way is because I was already living in Peru. I had gone deep with the lands. I had been through activations myself, and I had really shown up. I wasn't phoning anything in. I wasn't doing anything half-hearted. I was all in on my path. So whatever your heart guides you towards, and even if you don't know what your heart is guiding you towards at this time, just come into that highest expression within yourself with full commitment to your expansion, your path, your curiosity of unlocking the cosmic wisdom within yourself, and naturally show up in the space that you're in that highest expression. So whether you are a stay-at-home parent, whether you are working in a corporate environment, whether you are in the health system, whether you are in hospitality, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing, do it with showing up in full presence, because you are still the medicine in that space. And that space might be your long-term highest expression, or it might be a moment leading towards, as you remember, a different path that you're going to take. But if you're showing up with that beautiful commitment and in your authenticity and sharing this love, you're rippling it out. Whatever you do, whatever you're doing in your day-to-day life, you are still interacting with people in some sense or another. You could end up being that beautiful shining light in their day. You could end up just having what might seem to you like a really small conversation, but actually to them, it's everything. It's the thing that heals something within them. It's the thing that unlocks something within them. It's the thing that opens their mind. So even when we feel like we're not fully in that highest ultimate path, if we walk it in that authenticity, in that presence, in that embodiment, in that consciousness, and with that commitment to ourselves, then we are still being the medicine, and more will unfold to show us what exactly that purpose or that highest expression or that greatest gift of our essence onto the planet actually looks like. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends. And if you're ready to awaken your gifts within, pop over to my website at cialanaestrella.com. because there's never a better time than right now to start living your highest expression.